So you might remember a few weeks back, we had some incredible guests, Catherine Buttig and Kate Fagan. Well, after the show was over, Kate and I, with Sarah and Catherine, got into this conversation about basketball. It was so interesting. I thought we would just throw together a little bonus segment so you can hear our thoughts on the state of the sport. So here it is. While I've got you on, Kate, I've got to just ask you about your impressions of the Olympic basketball and, in particular, 3x3.
Oh, have you? So you've been watching the 3x3?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. I'm trying to do this story on the Las Vegas Aces, the WNBA team.
Yeah.
So I'm talking from a women's perspective here, but one of the 3x3 players, we were hanging out and I was like, the 3x3 at the Olympics is not really basketball. She's like, yeah, it's like you got shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
She's like, you get shot out of a cannon and like, it's just like the ball's being whipped around. It's actually it feels almost like an entirely different game.
It feels like a whole, it feels like an entirely different game. And I'm really intrigued by it because I think in the big three league, they always take it out to the top. And so there's a pause. And the way they're doing it in the Olympics, there's no stoppage, which is just insane. It's like being in a boxing, like you said, it's like being, you know.
So does that mean you never have to take the ball out of the key?
No, you have to take it out of the circle. But
out of the circle. That's what
you have to take it back.
There's no stoppage. You have to go out of the 3-point.
Yeah.
But then you can keep playing.
But you keep playing. So as soon as the ball goes through the net, you don't go, oh, your ball, and hand it to him at the top of the key.
Even after a basket.
And
after
you check it.
You just grab it and you throw it to your guy, and he can just shoot right away.
No way.
So there's no checking the ball. And it's just – it's really aggressive. So, it's a lot more tackle-oriented. You know, there's – like, they don't call
fouls. Yeah, there's a lot more physicality.
Physicality.
I know.
And it's short because the game –
it's cool.
The games are
rapid fire.
Yeah, it's only 6 minutes long or something like that, right? Each game.
Yeah, yeah. And it's twos. Is it twos and ones or threes and two? Yeah, it's a lot of the players who are obviously in the WNBA, so like they're playing normal basketball. They're like, this is a different skill set that you have to have. It's tangential, obviously, but you know, like Diana Taurasi, the best players might not be great at this because it's way more about like quickness and change of pace. And it's like, it's a different athleticism that you want to have on top of just the regular game.
Yeah.
So, and as for the men's Olympic team, they got to figure out a way to get better investment from like the NBA and the players. Cause they don't have the roster. They don't have the full roster that they should have. I don't think.
Yeah. And it's not really a team. It's just like a all-star game, you know, and the other countries have like teams that are showing up like as a team. They've been practicing and training together. Yeah. And then also one thing I do like about the Olympic play though is there's less of the, you know, I leaned in a little and that was a foul and that like I'm flopping and there's like, you don't get all those James Harden kind of calls in Olympic basketball. And that's why that's another reason why I feel like we're not succeeding at that, in that, you know, game. It is like a different game.
Yeah. The guys,
the way they call it.
Yeah. The guys are used to getting their star calls and it's like, this isn't the NBA referees are not here. The NBA referees are not used to your game and how you play.
Yeah.
These are Olympic referees. They don't know. I mean, they watched you on TV, but like they're not here to call those 7 James Harden fouls.
Yeah.
So I'm a little worried for our men. I mean, I don't think they're going to be taking the gold this year.
I don't think so either.
My hot take.
Yeah. And it was interesting to see the women's 3x3 lost to Japan.
Yeah.
Which is like, go figure, you know. Like, when would that have
happened?
I want to watch. When is it playing again? I want to watch.
I know. I want to see this 3x3 action.
Yeah, tell me, when you're sitting here up here working, are you actually watching the Olympics?
Well, no, I've turned it on. I put it on Hulu. And so you can watch the replay of the games on Hulu. But the 3x3, they don't show the whole game. They'll just show, like, the shots that were made. And they kind of just edit it all down. So you can watch the whole game in, like, 2.5 minutes or something.
Yeah. Well, Kate, you should come down. We're gonna turn on Hulu and check this out.
I'll show you the 3x3. Yeah, you'll be like, wait, what is this? It's like they're locked in a cage and they're just like firing the ball around.
Weird. Also, beach handball.
Oh, I haven't seen this.
What's beach handball?
So you know how you have handball,
like a volleyball Olympic something? Olympic
handball. Yeah, handball. It's not like hitting the ball against the wall like we think of handball. It's when you have a ball that's about that big and you throw it into a net. So it's like soccer, but with your hands.
Oh, that's what Lewis Howes played, right?
But now they're playing it on the beach, which is really a more intense.
Cool. So there's more diving.
More diving, more sand flying, more, way more athletic, like, falling onto the ground. And
sounds exhausting.
Yeah, crazy.
Sprinting on the, nothing's the most tiring sport. Water polo.
Oh, absolutely. Like,
water polo is without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Well, gymnastics maybe. Yeah. But
brutal.
All right, we're gonna have some good chats on this boat. I think.
Yeah. So on the boat, we're gonna talk about
travel. Finger just came out.
On the boat, we're gonna talk about traveling. We're going to talk about traveling.
Oh, yes. Let's do it. Basketball.
Yeah, in basketball. Yeah. Has made basketball like a whole different game than what I grew up playing.
Yeah, because if you're teaching me, I'm like, this feels like traveling.
Yeah, the whole gather thing and the extra step. Oh,
The extra step. Because I'm like, this feels like traveling. Mike is like, no, it's allowed. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll just keep practicing.
And if you look at... Yeah, because if you look at the game, I mean, if you look at, Instagram is really interesting because basketball on Instagram, you'll see a lot, a lot of the people, like great women's players, great men's players are posting their workouts. And all of it is just really smart ways of creating space that I wasn't taught growing up. Like,
no.
I wasn't taught how to bounce, like the version of the Euro step. The whole point being to just create a little space for a fadeaway. Like, you just weren't taught the same creative maneuvers that they're being taught now.
And then, every kid can learn it. It used to be like Allen Iverson was great at that stuff just because he was Allen Iverson. And now it's like, well, wow, you can emulate all those moves. And here's what he was actually doing with his feet. And here's how he was creating that space. And the sport is,
it's like open source or something.
Yeah. It's taking a, quantum leap right now. Basketball is, and we're seeing it in the Olympics. We're seeing it with like Giannis and all the international players. It's like the American window of superiority in basketball is rapidly closing.
Yeah. Globalization has made coaching like great, everywhere. The Ukraine has great coaches now because they see what they're teaching here.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. We're playing basketball tomorrow, babe.
Yeah. Let's do it. All right,
thanks, y'all.
So thank you, Kate Fagan and Catherine Buttig, for being on this little bonus segment, as we're calling it, right?
That was fun.
A little basketball bonus vibe, a little Olympic conversation. It's good to mix it up a little bit. So thank you for joining us here on this little bonus episode of the Stay Human podcast.